want to bring our guest in this morning. On the phone with us this morning from down Bridgewater way is Doug Miller. Doug, how are you this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for holding on there on the phone to visit with us a little bit here this morning. There's an effort going on down there that you helped to start called Take Back Bridgewater, Iowa. Can you give us a little background there?
Sure. In late February, I gathered a group of citizens and residents together after an event where some graffiti was painted on a rock pile that pointed towards Bridgewater and basically pointed that Bridgewater was the place to come and get your drugs. And it infuriated a lot of people. And at that time, I asked citizens to come together and collectively form and an entity to see what we could do about this problem, to bring some light to it, to collectively start working toward getting rid of some of the problems that we've got in Bridgewater. And since that time, we have formally become a 501c3 nonprofit organization. We've held two public forums. We've got congressmen, local law enforcement, senators. We've got some people working on our behalf. And this coming Wednesday night, we've got another public forum coming up. And I'd like to offer the invitation to all area residents to attend that. We realize that drugs and the related criminal activity is not just a Bridgewater problem. It's not just an Adair County problem. And in our efforts, Clell Bowdler, who is a state representative for our district, has gathered some information and asked as many citizens from the area to come together so that we can ask some questions to some key people and possibly come up with some better solutions than what we've had in the past to get rid of some of the problems or start putting some pressure on this entity to either move elsewhere or move on.
Doug, it seems like these days it's a lot of folks will take the time to complain about things on social media, but to get them fired up enough to come together to actually take action can be a little more difficult. Why has this moved forward?
It's moved forward because we're tired of individually standing in our houses, raising our fists, and not getting anything done. We have escalated in Bridgewater to some major problems. Theft has been on the rise. Most recently, we have arson cases in Bridgewater or houses being burnt down that are suspected arson and suspected criminal activity involvement. There's ongoing investigations on several of these situations. But we're beyond just bad neighbors right now. We are fighting for Bridgewater not to become just absolutely overrun by an entity that has no business in Bridgewater, has no business in Adair County or any surrounding counties or the state of Iowa. They are doing no good whatsoever to improve or maintain the quality of life in Bridgewater.
Yeah, you mentioned it's kind of become more than just a Bridgewater thing. You've got folks coming from different areas representing different entities, too. Do you find that there are a lot of folks that have common interests, common problems to solve?
We do, and when we started, we didn't want to reinvent the wheel. We looked to other communities that had similar drug problems and that had either eliminated them or reduced the drug problems. We've looked at some of the tactics that those communities have used. We're more than open to listen to any community that's done this and helped rid their town of problem properties and problem neighbors. What we're trying to do is improve Bridgewater, but in doing so, we're bringing many subjects to light for many different communities and hopefully not just helping Bridgewater, but helping other communities also.
Yeah, is the Wednesday night, tomorrow night's session, is that meant to be a sharing of information, brainstorming kind of event?
It is. It's it's an exchange of ideas. Also, since we formed in February and since we've had some other public forums, we've come to light with several problems. And one of the problems that we've noticed is that law enforcement is making arrests. And those individuals are serving short-term jail time. But when it becomes the time to either post bond or have bond set or have charges actually filed on them, we're finding that sometimes bonds are as low as $20. These criminals get off with time served, which is usually overnight in jail. And then after their court cases go to actual court dates and so forth, we've got individuals who are taking as many as 15 and 20 related drug charges and pleading them down to a possession level charge and getting a $75 fine and 2 years probation. And we just absolutely do not, this is not tolerable. If you were caught drunk driving, you'd get much more than this. These people are bringing drugs into the community, selling them to not only individuals in the community, but bringing other individuals, similar entities, into the community, causing more problems, and the punishment is a slap on the wrist. We have asked those key people in Adair County to attend this meeting and hopefully answer some questions to us of how does this happen, and what is the solution to it.
Yeah, I don't know if your intention was for this to kind of spread throughout Adair County and neighboring counties in the small communities as well, but it's got to make you feel pretty good that a lot of folks are taking notice.
Yes, the stronger we get and the more effort we put into this, the more we hear from other communities of, this needs to be take back Adair County or this needs to be take back Southwest Iowa. At this point, the neighbors are tired of drug dealers, two houses one way, three houses another way. So we're more than happy to help whatever communities we can. And I believe that some of the other communities there are the similar situations are going to have similar solutions. So we're open to an exchange of ideas and helping as much as we possibly can. But again, our key goal is we want to be able to walk down our streets, know the people that we are bumping into, and know that this entity that has taken root in Bridgewater knows that they're not welcome and this activity is not tolerable.
You bet. Well, that continues again tomorrow night, Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m., and that's at the Bridgewater Activity Center, the old elementary school in Bridgewater. Plenty of room for folks to come in, right?
We want a lot of people there. We've heard a lot of people are hesitant to publicize whether they're going to be there or not, for good reason, that you don't necessarily need threats and so forth. So we're asking as many people to show up. We will ask for free will donations to help do some funding for us. We'll have some fundraising signs and some property marking kits for sale to help with fundraising efforts. We will exchange some ideas and hopefully get some answers to some things, and if not, we'll look for more key people to ask questions to help with solutions.
You bet. Well, there's strength in numbers and strength in information and education as well, and I guess that's where you all point to next. Doug, so much thanks to you this morning for being with us this morning. We hope you have a lot of success, and keep in touch. Let us know how it works.
Thank you very much. If anybody wants more information, our Facebook page, Take Back Bridgewater, Iowa, has all the information and contact information there. Appreciate your time. Appreciate the media coverage for us.
Absolutely. You take care. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much.